So here's the toys and games section, and we have some traditional games, and we have a modern day skateboard, and you know, just trying to mix it up a little bit.
Did all these objects come out of the museum's collection?
This is what's been in storage. Here are some things for Hopis. This is a planting stick. This is a gourd canteen and an ear of blue corn. And when they emerged on this earth, the Earth Guardian gave them those things and said, you know, find your center place. Find your place in this world. And these are the things I'm going to give you to get started with. So those have great symbolic importance. We have a section in here on the what the Navajo call the long walk or huelte, and you know, describes that experience and how it affected the Navajo people. But then on the positive side, we also talk about the role of the Navajo coat tuckers and how they contributed to winning World War II. And so, you know, we try to maintain a balance there.
One of the focuses of this exhibition seems to be portraying these cultures as contemporary cultures, as living and thriving cultures, correct?
When we sat down with members of the various communities and said, what do you want people to know about you? One of the first things that invariably came up were these words. We want people to know that we're still here. So that's a major theme. We're here. This is where we're living in this world. We're living in this modern world. We're living in the same digital, fast world that everybody else is. And we're no different, although we are different in some ways.
Tell me a little bit about the consultation process, about involving these tribes in the process of putting this exhibit together.
We invited members of the various tribal communities to the museum to view the collections that we had and talked about what might be objects that we'd want to display. And obviously there are things that the staff was interested in displaying because they were beautiful, but there were also things of cultural significance that members of the tribal community said, we want to see that displayed. And so we had a lot of really interesting discussions about that. And we really deferred to the members of the tribal community.
What do you ultimately hope to achieve with the new version of this exhibit?
I think cross-cultural communication and respect is, for us, the most important thing that we could do here. My hope is that you can't help but have a new level of respect of something you didn't know about before. And we're trying to make it clear that these communities are here. They're looking to the future and not just to the past, that they are creative, dynamic, and beautiful.
Well, Dr. Brunig, thanks so much for talking with me today.
You're very welcome.